Yeah, it is good to be back. It has been a while since we've done a podcast, it's been a while since we've done a live stream, but it is good to be actually settled in a little bit. So if you guys noticed from the last time we've actually done a podcast, the scenery is a little bit different. Why? Because we kind of did an update video a couple like a week ago or something that we were going to have a new studio. This is it. This is not the wide view version of the studio that you guys will see in future podcasts, but this is more of the close up, like one-on-one or one-on-two, I guess, with Mike and I.
The
So
personal stuff
we have, hopefully the
get
audio
real
should be a little
into.
bit better for you guys from now on here on in, because a lot of our videos, if you've noticed, has been on a lavalier mic, so the audio has not been the best of quality, but we are promising our viewers better audio from now on. So usually when we'll do video, like regular videos, not live streams, we'll try to do it in this format with these mics. Now that we have a table, we have the beautiful logo in back of us. We have our health, we have our mind, and we have goals that we're going to accomplish starting today. We are building back better now. And we're not saying
Yay!
that just because that our dumb government is, that's the logo they use now. We're saying it because we are in fact building back better. And this is All Gains podcast number one. So we're kind of starting over, like
Series
yeah,
two.
think of it as like season two of Y'all Games. Well, now we're more upgraded. This is the sequel to the podcast that we originally did.
Yeah, this is something that it's been in the works for a while. It's still a work in progress, but it's pretty much at, let's say, 80%. We're pretty much at 80% right now, and right now we feel comfortable enough to want to just put out a live stream out of the blue. Like, not I know not a lot of people are gonna be able to watch this live, but when people can watch this back, people can listen to us and understand. And this is what we want, at least for right now. This is what we're working with, and this is something that we're completely comfortable with using and with doing for right now. And we have a lot of plans and a lot of things going on behind the scenes to make this podcast be 30 times better than what it was and what it is at this exact moment.
A lot of you guys do not realize that this is just the beginning. We're going to get even better than this, that we're going to have the crazy guests we're going to have on. We have some big ideas. We're going to get some cool sound effects. We're going to get an upgraded, wider version of the camera. And this is all promises we're going to make to you, the viewer. We're going to get big. We're going to try our hardest because, life is all about evolving, getting better, reflecting on who you were, and then becoming a better person with what you have now. For example, last week, Mike and I were busy with his wedding. I said that. I said his wedding by showing what you got now on your finger.
Yeah, motherfucker. Do the
It's
gold shit.
there's a lot of people online in the internet world that will be like, what the fuck? We did a little video on it, but he's like, why would you get married? Oh my God. I mean, you have to know who you are as a man and know what you want in this life. If you're really with a woman and you feel like it's actually good chemistry and you feel like things could actually work out for the best, yeah, I mean, take that shot if you really want to take the risk. I will not be getting married for a bit. That's my personal decision. Everyone should live the life they want.
Exactly.
That's a founding thing we believe in on this channel. People like to generalize a lot, and we generalize too, but also we like to help people on an individual basis because everyone has their individual problems that they need to settle on their own. So we can't make too many general statements because in general, people have their own problems and they need to solve it in their own way in order to overcome these obstacles that we all have in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, and also people also have their individual point of views. So, like, our Andrew and I's point of views don't always 100% align. There's certain things that he might agree on that I don't, but there's also things that, that we say that we agree on and that we bring up to the channel and stuff that some people might not agree with, but some people might also agree with. So there's a lot of different things. Everyone has a specific opinion on certain things, like, for example, getting married. Now, with me now bringing this up, the government-wise, the whole government part of it, I'm not a big fan of, but I wanted to do it anyway because I know the consequences of my actions. I understand the consequences of getting married, being under the government, being pretty much being put under the government with all this stuff, the paperwork and stuff, because that was a pain in the ass. But understanding why I did it, the actions that I had to take to do it, why I did it, I understood all that. I know what could happen if things go sideways. I know what happens, but that's not what you want to be looking at 100%. You want to know the consequences. You want to know them just in case, is like a on the back burner to keep yourself afloat so you don't get yourself sideswiped. But understanding that is the best thing to do to go forward in a positive way. And so, you know, a lot of guys, they don't want to get married because of the whole situation with the government, and they don't trust women to, you know, be with them 100%. Sometimes, you know, you can't control that, but you want to control yourself as much as you can. I know, and I have control in my life. And so I felt it was necessary for me to get married, especially with the woman I'm with. She has chased me forever. We have a great connection, great bond. And so this, Andrew can contest to that. Andrew actually has attested to that many times on the channel, if you haven't been paying attention. And so we felt it was necessary. We felt it was probably the right move. And so, but I know that things could go bad. It's a possibility. I'm not saying that, you know, it won't happen or that it can't happen, but I know that it is a possibility, probably, you know, 1% chance. If you actually knew, if you actually were here in my life, you would actually know and understand. But the thing is that guys don't, number one, don't take accountability for their actions, and they just want to shut themselves out of different perspectives on life. And that's up to them, to be fair.
Yeah, we can't be up here like changing opinions exactly, but it's very interesting because Mike and I live completely two different styles of life, but we come together and we reflect our ideas and everything that we've been through, and like we sort of put our we exchange notes on what works, what doesn't work, and he sees a different life that I do. He sees the life, you know, he's with the one girl, excuse me, he's getting married, he's doing all this stuff, I mean, he's married now. So maybe we'll do like a series like Married Man Reacts. We think about doing something like that, you know, because Mike is, if you saw Mike, you might not think he's married until you look at his hand, of course, but he actually is. It's very interesting. It's very, it can be inspiring to some people.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, and then you got me out here. I'd just be doing my thing. You know, God, the things I've seen. A lot of you guys, if you've seen, you know, like I tell people stories in my personal life about things I've done in my personal life. And Mike knows all. Mike has seen my crazy stories. I see life through a different lens. I see life through the lens of a guy in the dating world and in the single world. And it's brutal out here. If I did not have the mindset I'd have, I'd be a very, very angry man. I can see why a lot of guys get angry out there when it comes to like relationships and their dating life, because it's brutal. I mean, I got, you know, it could be a little rough out there. So a lot of you guys need to be very careful with, like, you know, how you react to things, because you have complete control of your life if you allow yourself to have control of your life. Most of you guys, you lose it. You get emotionally unhinged. You go on tangents and you just destroy yourselves. It's very important, you know. So I guess that brings up, like, what have you guys been up to? Well, we've been working hard, both. We have our jobs. We have different things that we're doing. We have goals that we need to accomplish. And this is our passion, right? What we do here. I mean, right now we have, it says 2 live viewers on the stream. Now, obviously, over time, more people are going to click into this. But the truth is that when we're doing this, you know, we're not really doing it for the views, because there are no views. Like right now, there's no views. But we're doing it because we believe in what we're preaching. We believe in what we're saying, and we believe in the path that we're on, and we believe that it can get a little bit better. We are going to keep going and staying consistent, because a lot of people would give up at this point in the game, because we've been doing this like a couple of years now on the YouTube, and most people would quit, even though we have over 400 subs now, which is pretty good for our standards. So we need to get those numbers up, of course, don't get me wrong, but
yeah, so if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe.
Yeah, now, if anyone is not subscribed right now, I would recommend that you do if you're watching this. But a lot of people would have given up at this point, because we've spent a lot of time. I mean, the amount of time that Mike edits these videos, you guys would.
Oh, my God. The amount of sleepless nights I've had. The amount of sleepless nights.
But we're putting all these work. I'm putting in a lot of ideas. We put in all this work. It's for a reason. It's because we believe in something. And when you guys believe in something, when you have a side hustle that you truly know it's going to work out, you know that there is hope for survival. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And when you really believe in something that you're doing, you're going to do whatever it takes to do it. And it sounds so generic. It sounds like their average motivational advice, but it is actually extremely valuable. And many people can talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk, because they simply lack the motivation to actually make something of themselves. And then they don't realize that it also takes a lot of work and a lot of time. Now, time, as we know, is the fire in which we all burn. So the question comes, and what are you going to do with that time? Are you going to watch Netflix shows all night, or are you going to get up and create something? Right now, we are literally creating a live stream on a public platform that is banning people right now. So
yeah, and we did this off the chain too. We weren't really planning on doing it because it was only scheduled up for like 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes before we actually went live. If anyone has been watching since the beginning, which I, you know, actually highly doubt because I only put it up like 10 minutes before it started. And right now there's not many viewers actually watching live right now, but it's also because that we didn't actually properly promote that this stream was going up. This was just a random stream that we wanted to get out. We wanted to talk to, we want to talk about the specific things we're talking about. If anyone has any questions or anything that they want to say, we would answer those questions or talk, respond in the chat, whatever. But we wanted to do it because we felt like we were ready to, you know, just take the step to see how this would go and how this would work out and how things would look, because we want to start doing these things on a semi-regular basis. Maybe not live streams in this manner, or we want to do podcasts regularly, regardless if it's live streams, if it's through regular video pre-recorded, or however it's going to come out. But we're going to do them regularly. We're going to try to get them out. I'd rather it start slow and build quality over the quantity, because I'd rather just be able to get quality podcasts out. So if, let's say, if Andrew and I do one, we do this one today. This is technically number one, right? If we do this today and we don't have another one out for a couple weeks, it's probably because we want to make sure that the quality is good and that whatever podcast that we do, if it's not a live stream, of course, because if it's a live stream, then it's going to come out, you know, immediately because it'll be live.
But it's also easy to do a live stream from Mike because you don't have to do all this editing and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not going to be 2 weeks until we get another pod. We're probably going to do one in the next couple of days as well. We're going to try to get some interesting guests on that I feel add value. We want people to be heard. I believe in free speech. Mike does too.
Yes.
We believe that no matter what your opinion is, unless just don't be going saying racial slurs on our channel, we can't get us banned because then we can't promote the good fight. We cannot say what we need to say in order to save lives out here and get people to not be fat. So, which is like our main goal. If we were to categorize our main goal in this channel, it'd probably be like improve the minds of others, improve the physicality of others, because especially men, right? Men need to be strong. And right now, men are not strong. They are very weak. It's very unfortunate that men are very feminized. And there are very few guys that I would call men. Most I would just call males. A big difference. We talked about them on the channel. It seems to be a societal push to make men weaker. And it's working. Congratulations to the forces, the power that be. Congratulations, because you're doing a great job. Most guys are just purposeless. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where they're going to go. The woman won't even listen to them. You know, they won't even, you know. It's very interesting. The things I observe, you know, because Mike sees everything I see. And you can tell, I got the receipts, man. I could back it up. I could back it up for weeks. But it's like, really, we live in an interesting society now. So, like, we want to make people better. And one of the things is, like, physicality. It's true. It's probably, well, looks do matter in, like, different forms of life. And like, it really does matter, like, because not only if you look good, you'll feel good because you'll know that you look sexy, and it will actually make you, it will boost your confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and there's actually many benefits to being like, to actually looking good, feeling good. Like,
because listen, the thing is when we talk about physical health, when we talk about specifically working out, we talk about this us being us, you know, styling yourself in specific like attire, we talk about nutrition specifically because that helps, and all of these will not also help your, you know, physical body, but this also helps your mental state as well, because when you feel like Andrew said, when you look good, you feel good. And so by eating right, by going to the gym, by accomplishing goals, your body and your mind will be like, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good today. I got all these things done. I'm eating right. I look nice. And your mental state will get out of this negative cesspool that everyone pretty much is in. And you'll be in a pretty much in a vast ocean of positivity. And that's where we want, that's where we want everyone to go. We don't want anyone to be in the negative zone. We want everyone to be with us in the positive. You know, we want everyone to be as positive as possible, because we feel that if everyone was positive and everyone was as positive as we are, even more than us, then the world wouldn't be as shit and as fucked up as it is right now.
Yeah, we're going to do a live stream on like how to be a little bit more positive as well. So that'll be coming soon. But yeah, like we want to help people get their physical right, their physical side right. So we want people to lose weight. Like, because America is just so fat. Like, it's so bad that everyone has a gut now. Man, like sometimes like I'll see memes of like pictures on the beach in like the 70s and everybody was so fit and more skinny. And now everyone is like everyone's like a whale. When Brendan Fraser's movie The Whale comes out, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to support film.
We're going to have to watch it. Important. We will, if we do watch it, we will do a review on it and we will talk about it. We'll maybe even do a lesson on it.
Because when you're fat, you really do feel like crap all the time. Because your body is just, we're not meant to be huge like this. Like everybody looks like they're from Wall-E. It's really crazy. Like everybody, go to your regular grocery store and you're going to see what I'm talking about. Go to your ShopRite. Go to your regular Costco. Go to your Whole Foods. Go to all these little, then you get to see everybody. Everybody has a gut. Like pretty much everybody's fat. Like maybe like 90% now. Like I used to think that because of all the information we had, all the research of like, proving that eggs are healthy and all the new research. I thought that people would catch on, lose weight, feel better. But the Matrix.
Matrix is real.
It's keeping people fat.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's because it's so easy to be comfortable in the way we live in now.
Yeah. I think it is. I think it is because I know a lot of people that have found the answers that they've been looking for and they followed it to a certain extent. But then they give up halfway because they are either too comfortable with, you know, whatever situation that they're in, or they go through a specific situation and victimize themselves and be like, I can't do this because I've gone through this specific thing. And so I feel like those specific things that take them away from the answers, because they know what they should be doing, but they don't do it because I feel it's what we call the Matrix has pretty much caught wind of what they were doing and have taken them back in and have put them back into the coding, where we have had a lot of those things happen to us, but we have escaped. We have gotten out of those.
We are trying things. To pull you guys out of the Matrix. We're trying to make you realize that everything you're doing, you know, everything that society wants is pretty much going to make you weak. They want you to eat bread. They want you to consume Netflix all night. They want you to be fat, lazy, stupid, and weak. We can't let that happen. It is against our moral code on this channel to let you guys become weak and unhappy and fat. We want people to be strong, healthy. I mean, even like sex is so much better when you're like feeling healthier, you know? Well, only the realists know about that. Only we know how good it feels to like have sex when you're actually feeling good, when you're actually healthy. Because I can't imagine myself being like huge and just like, yeah, just like diving into the I just can't see. I can't see myself being that guy. No, it's just not right. You know, what's interesting. Most people are like our numbers. I like to consider myself a letter. Why is that? Because numbers are infinite. There's so many numbers. They're just nothing. Number 8,946. You don't care about that. There's only 26 letters in the alphabet. You got to become a letter, not a number. That is some
exactly.
That's some deep stuff, right? Yeah, there. You guys ain't ready for
this. Not yeah. Technically, that would be considered the 1%. If you think about it,
less than that. Yeah.
It'd be one. You'd be the 1% if you're a letter.
Consider yourself a letter, not a number. Letters are finite. Numbers are just everywhere. Infinite.
They go on forever. And
but most people don't even. They consider themselves just a number on the clock. I mean, most people are. I guess like when you go to your job, you clock in. You just number. You could be replaced. They'll find someone else to do it. It's no problem.
Yeah, the companies that you work for, they don't really care about you specifically. They care about the number of the job that needs to be done.
Yeah, but like
when. And so if you call out or if you get hurt or leave, then that's when they care. And so they'll put either replace you. They'll figure something out to then keep their specific system and their machine going. It's all you are is a cog.
But when it comes to us, like. We love ourselves. We love this channel, and this channel loves us, which is why it's so good to create something and fight for something. That's why, you want to be a creator, not a you want to be a producer, not a consumer. Most people consume, but they never create. Create a story, create a YouTube channel. I mean, this would be equivalent of like writing a book in like the 1800s or something. This is just a new wave of creating things now. Like people do Twitch, people do different like gaming stuff, or people create their own business, maybe coffee shop. Maybe they want to buy out a McDonald's franchise. Was it
franchise?
Franchise, yeah. Come
on. A franchise.
Mike has the business degree. I have the looking good degree, I guess. I have the average man degree.
Come on, man.
But it's our different perspectives that like really make us who we are. It's not about what you learn. I mean, it is about what you learn, but it's really what you allow yourself to consume. If all you consume is nonsense, then you're going to just end up being nonsense. But if you consume like healthy things, like maybe like documentaries that teach you things about life, books that help you improve your mind, history, learn from those who are already gone and deceased, learn from their mistakes, become better. There's different things you can do to actually improve your life and have yourself, you know, like I think, you know, it's go to the grocery store. You'll see everything you need to see in order to become successful. You'll see the guys being nagged by their wives. Oh my God, get over here. I want the peanuts. Why'd you get the walnuts? I didn't want that. You see the dark side of life in your average grocery store. Everybody has a gut. Everybody, you know, we're living in a time like everybody hides their stomach with the pants. They pull the pants over their stomach to hide their stomach. It's like, oh, no, stop doing that. We want to get to a point where you're not afraid, like you're because you feel so healthy and sexy that your pants are actually normal waist. I was at this clothing store and like there was these women's underwear and it advertised like the women's underwear. It was like go over the stomach and it was like what do you call it? It was like I don't know. It was advertising, you know, like the waist goes over your stomach to shield your stomach.
To shield it.
You want to get to a point where you're not buying those things because you don't need them because you are so sexy. You don't need that bullshit clothing. But a lot of people, you know, society wants you to feel insecure. That way you'll buy their products. This is some game right there for you guys. Yeah, don't know about that.
Yeah, you eat sugar, you get fat, then you get insecure. Then they're like, here, have this. And then you're like, oh, I don't want people to look at my stomach. So I'll put this so I can go over it. And then I'm good. Here you go. Here's all my money. You become a consumer to them. And so you're not only are you a cog in the machine of work, but you're a cog in the machine of life and the government. So we've talked about this a lot. And so I want to say that everything that we talk about, it all connects, right? Nutrition connects, your mental capacity, your mental health, it all connects. And the government knows and they take control of this. So they feed you, they let these companies put stuff in their foods that make you fat, right? Like for example, Kellogg's, let's say Kellogg's, right? Cereal. Kellogg's cereal, you eat that, let's say every day. You have a bowl and a half of cereal and it's got a bunch of sugar in it. You put whatever, you know, bullshit products in there too with like milk and whatever. And over time you get fat, right? They feed you that. And so then because that they can see that the human populace is now getting fat, now they're going to find, the companies will now find ways to then help these people, you know, feel less insecure about their bodies because they know that they're getting fat shamed. And the thing about fat shaming is that it should be happening because people should not be fat. The thing is, sometimes there people have genetics that they can't help. But that can't help it. But the 90% of the time, it can be fixed naturally. Anyway, the government will allow companies now to have people sell products to the customers who are going through specific things with their mental state, dealing with insecurities of being fat, and they'll make them buy it. So then you keep consuming products. Not only are you consuming these fat foods, these fattening foods like Kellogg's and bread and whatever, now you're buying these products that are the effect of the cause. So you, by you eating that, now you need these. So, and then when you need these, you're going to need something else. And so other companies will come along and, you know, make something that you're going to need for this specific, whatever specific reason. And it's just going to keep going and keep going and keep going. You're just going to be the machine to feed the economy for not just America, but the world. Because I know certain countries are starting to go back, and which is a good thing. But certain countries, they're feeding into the same machine as what America does for us. And it's sad because there's so much food now that, and we're too, there's nothing really to explore. There's nothing really, at least with the naked eye, that you can explore, that you can conquer. There's nothing really like in that realm that you can do. People just become complacent and they don't want to do things. And so they feel that what they can do is sit down, look at the TV, watch shows that companies promote on, you know, the TVs for Netflix or Disney or whatever it is, HBO. People go there. People will eat whatever products that, you know, that are cheap, not only just cheap because, you know, everything is now increasing. People want to buy the cheapest things because they need to save their money because they will suffer if they don't. And then they get fat. And then they need these specific products to then help them feel less insecure about themselves. And then it just keeps going on. The brain will then deplete because your mental state is going down because that you feel insecure about your body, which then will make you feel insecure about everything else about your life. And it's going to just be a whole downward spiral from there. And you can thank the government for that. And you can thank all these companies.
Yeah, like, you know, we want to help physical health and we want to, everything's mental. You chose to put that chocolate bar in your mouth. You chose to eat that lollipop. You chose to eat that waffle for breakfast. You chose to eat that toast with the butter on it. Like, I mean, margarine, whatever you average people eat. We can't be having people be average out here. We need to become better, which is why we, you know, it's not a political thing. That's why we try to like build back better, because like we really do. Like on an individual level, I think America is pretty much destroyed.
Yeah.
America destroyed. Is just done. America is just, wow. I mean, it's woke. Everybody has a gut. Everybody hates themselves. They go to these jobs that they hate. Can't even get along with your neighbor anymore. Things are just not what they used to be. But on the individual level, we can, at least the people who will watch channels like this and try to become a little bit better, at least you can, you know, you can take these lessons that we will be putting out on these videos and the podcast that we're going to do and the interesting guests that we have coming in the future. You know, we're going to try to spread some of those good messages because we're in dark times. Some, you know, it's very interesting the way the world is going right now. It seems we've never been more connected, but we've never been more apart, if that makes sense.
And it doesn't make it any better with politics and with cancel culture, because I feel that there is no room now to debate. And I feel like anyone that has an opinion, because everyone has an opinion, if their opinion is wrong in the eyes of someone else, they will try to cancel you, or they will try to just blatantly say no, and they won't hear you out. And, you know, people do that. You know, I feel like they shouldn't have the power to completely cancel you. I feel like there should be a way to debate your logic and your reasoning. And if people don't want to hear you, or I mean, if they people don't want to agree with you, then they don't need to agree with you. And that, I mean, this is mostly like the whole thing, at least now, most recently with like Andrew Tate and stuff, where people either they agree with him, people probably definitely do not agree with them, right? Agree with him, or people don't understand him, right? And so I feel if you let him like explain himself, if you let like people like him, I'm not saying him specifically, but like, yeah, I'm using him as an example. If you let people explain their reasoning and you debate them on it, and you know, you explain yourself and they explain themselves, and you find a middle ground, then that can be good. If you can't, then you just can't, and that's fine. If you feel like they have too much influence, then there's nothing that you could really do about that. But the thing is that if they have so much of an influence and they're speaking about something that in your eyes might be wrong, but to a lot of people, they think that it's actually right, there might be some sort of substance there, and that you might have to just have an open mind to figure out why people think that that's right. You know,
people are so busy hating. They don't even look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Instead of hating on people on the internet, maybe you should take what they say and look at what you can gather, what information you can use to your advantage of that. Like, Let's use Andrew Tate as the example. So let's say, like, instead of hating on him, listen to what he has to say. I mean, the dude is rich. It is verified that he is like a millionaire. So no matter what you say in the comment section of some YouTube video, he's in his Bugatti and he's driving away, not even caring that you exist. So what's the point? Why don't you just, you got to take things people say, at least use it to your advantage. Like, what can I learn from this person? May not agree with everything he says, but let me be rational and let me use this to my advantage. Everybody has an interesting point or perspective that you can use to make yourself a little bit better. Something like a golden nugget Mike and I might say on one of our live streams might just impact your entire future. But exactly. Just listening instead of hating, listen, understand, become more. You can only do that if you listen and try to understand.
Yeah.
Critically think.
Yeah, don't listen to things that are only taken out of context through clips or anything like that either. Because that, I mean, that was an issue with Andrew Tate. I mean, I feel like that's just been a thing forever, especially since the, especially, yeah, that's funny. But especially like since the dawn of video, I feel like even way back then, they like news media and, you know, tabloids and stuff like that, they would try to edit specific things just to get red meat, just to get stories, just to put it out there for people to view, for them to get money. And that whole thing has never changed. It's still being done now, especially with that whole situation with Andrew Tate, you know, a while back. And it can just continue to happen to other people. Might even happen to us at some point. Who knows? We will never know. But what I do know is that it can happen. And so it might actually happen to us at some point.
We might have to go to Rumble.
Yeah, we might have to move to Rumble, guys. Don't worry, we actually have a channel there, but there's nothing on it right now. Just so you know, maybe these will come up there as well.
We are prepared. We live in a world where people are trying to censor anything that they don't agree with. So I feel like anything we could say any day could be backfired. As you know, I'm prepared for death on the internet, of course, not in real life. I like anything we ever say, you never know. YouTube might be like, these guys suck, even though they've been working hard for 4 years. That doesn't matter because they said this one thing we don't like, and bam, they ban us. We're done. It's over. We don't want to get to that point. Exactly. We got to try to be civil on this channel. We're going to try to, we need to talk in a way that doesn't offend people too much because we don't want to get banned and canceled because we need to affect as many people as we can. We need to say the good word and reach as many people as we can because
it's the message. You know, it's not really about the messenger. It's the message. It's the things we try to say. That's going to impact people's lives the most. So we need to stay on air as long as we can. You know, life is so precious if you really look at it. I try to look at life in an opportunistic perspective, which most people lack. I look at things and how can I use things to my advantage? How can I actually use this information to make myself a little bit better? And how can I leave a legacy when I'm gone one day? Because we're all going to turn to dust. We're all going to die. This is the fact of life. And none of us really know when our time is, which means we need to use the time we have now to make the best of it. So that's why I look at life in an opportunistic perspective, because we need to take life by the balls. We need to grab by the balls and we need to attack in this life. Because if you just waste your life, I mean, you're only hurting your kin, your offspring. And you know, our ancestors fought very hard for us to have this life. You know, life has never been this easy. People who have lived long before us had to make great sacrifices so we can have the life we live today. And we best not disappoint them now, should we? No, yeah. We should be out here. We should make the good word of the world, and we should try to impact as many lives as we can, which is why we do what we do. You know, I have a very strong impact of people that know me personally, people who know me like in real life, you know, like our friend Tony, who we've had in a video, like he's losing weight, he's doing good. We've had the Allie, she's been on our podcast in the past. She lost like over 100 pounds at this point. Shout out to them. I mean, they're great.
There's a few people. Shout out to Alexa. She's out there. She lost like 100 pounds, you know, like following, you know, sometimes you got to have a kickstart. Sometimes you have to have someone to be like, here's what's going to, you could grab them by the throat and be like, you need to change. Here is your wake up call. Sometimes people need like a backbone person, someone to wake them up, get them to shake it up and just change their lives. Because sometimes people really need, you know, as humans, we are social creatures, right? We're meant to communicate and we're meant to give ideas and bounce back ideas off each other. So if we give each other constructive criticism and give help when help is needed, then you get the potential to change the world, which is done in small little steps, but it can be done over time. To make an impact takes time, and it does take a lot of work and a lot of effort, but we are prepared to make that sacrifice.
Yeah.
It takes time. It takes some consistency, which most people lack, because most people have the attention span of nothing, because they only focus on things for 10 seconds before their mind is completely dragged towards something else. Most people's attention spans are completely destroyed.
Yeah. I also want to shout out Damien. Damien's been on our podcast, and he's killing it right now in the poetry scene in New Jersey. I don't know. I think he has a thing going up on actual television soon. They did like a news thing for him recently. I know that for a fact. And we're going to get him back on the podcast. So Damien, if you're actually watching this, you'll be hearing from me soon, actually from both of us. But I will want to shout him out, because the last time we had him on, you know, he had all these great ideas, and he had all these ambitions of things that he wanted to do. And it was a slow start, but he picked up something and ran with it, and he's gotten something pretty cool, and it's great. It's a great experience. And I feel like, you know, someone who can do that is someone, you know, that can conquer the world. And we're grateful to have him as a friend, and we were grateful to have him on the podcast. And we were going to have him on again and have him talk about the whole process and the whole situation with that. And I feel like if he can do it, I feel like anyone can do it. If we can do what we're doing right now, anyone can do anything, right? We might only have 400 subscribers. We might only have 2 live viewers right now. But if we can do that, that means anyone can do anything that they feel like that they can, you know, set their mind to, if they have a specific goal. And we want to push that. If you have something that you want to accomplish, put in the work for it, do something about it. And, you know, don't worry about what other people think, or don't worry about, you know, how is this going to go? You know, what happens if I fail? That doesn't matter. Just do it, and you can figure it out when you get there.
Thanks, Tom. It does. The invitation also goes out to anyone who's like making life, life goals, and anyone who's actually conquering the world and themselves. And because you can't conquer anything unless you conquer yourself. You have to fight the demons that are in your brain first. Then you can go out and make some moves. But, I mean, the invitation goes out to anyone who's like making positive changes into their life and want to have a good conversation. You're welcome to come on our channel. You can email at us.
You can email us at allgainsapparel@gmail.com. And or you can send us if you go to our All Gains Mindset Facebook group, you can always go and put up a post in there and ask us, and we'll contact you through there if you have a Facebook, or you can go to any of our socials and direct message us on those as well, because we have all the different types of socials except TikTok, because TikTok is coronavirus.
Yeah, although we might have to get a TikTok in the future, only because it's like where people are and we need to get our message out. So if we have to, we'll do it. But we'll let the viewers decide what they want to see.
Yeah,
by the way, just make sure you guys are liking the video. Hit the like button on the video and make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Got to get these numbers
up. Hit the notification bell too, so you're notified when we either have a live stream that goes up or we have any other of our videos or podcasts going up too, because, you know, I feel like what we do and what we say has some sort of substance that someone out there can learn from and someone can be inspired by. And I want you guys to be notified when these things go up, so then you can find these gems inside the big dirt path that is the podcast or any of our videos and just in general.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try some things out. We're actually very excited to have this podcast up and going. We've been trying to do this for a very long time. You guys have no idea.
Yeah, we haven't. I don't think we've had an actual podcast, I think, since March, right? I think it was March of early this year, I think, was the last one we did. And we were hoping to get another one back up in a few months after that. But with everything going on with like the wedding and stuff and trying to set this room up for the podcast, it was very hard to do. And so, but now that things have died down and we're starting to get our roll back, now I feel like we're more comfortable to get started on this. And we have so many other different things that we're going to want to do with the podcast. And videos going forward are probably going to look like this. Maybe not this close, but we're going to probably use the regular camera for those videos. But we'll probably be doing our videos from the table that we're sitting at right now with these mics.
Yeah, we have some good things planned. We want to definitely get our names out there. We're going to try to excel. We're going to improve. We're going to go off the wall. You know, we have some good ideas. We're going to get some good guests on. We really want to provide value. We're going to try to get some interesting perspectives out because I think we have some interesting things to say. I think we've been through a good amount of life to this point where we can actually say a few things on the internet. Mike knows things I've seen. I know the things Mike's seen. So we have interesting experiences that we can share. Now, you know, we're evolving, of course. The game never ends, right? We're always a student of life. But the more we learn, the more we progress, the more we have to say, the more we have to teach. You know, we're not necessarily teachers per se. We're not even necessarily influencers, although you could make an argument that anyone with a YouTube channel posting content is an influencer in their own right. But I would not. I would say we're students of life. But we do know some things, and we're trying to spread what we do know.
Yeah.
And we're trying to wake the people up who have the potential to become great. And they don't know that they're great, but they can be great. All they need is a little guidance, maybe a mentor to help you. Now, I'm not saying like we're mentors now. Although, you know, I want to get to the point where I consider myself a mentor in certain aspects of life. But we want to guide people to the light of themselves. What I mean by that is we want to guide people to unlocking the secrets of their mind to help them reach their full potential. In order to do that, you need to do some deep digging.
don't do that.
Deep digging into yourself, and you have to know what you want, who you are, and what your mission is in life. You need to find out, because that's the crazy thing. A lot of people don't even know who they are. They don't even know what they want in life. They don't know what they're capable of. But if they have someone maybe show them a way and help them, you know, get out a little bit, then
and the potential is real. It's really is like you can find yourself. You can, but it takes time.
Some people don't even know how to answer questions about themselves because they don't even know themselves. So they've never taken the time to really think, what do I want in this life? Who am I? What do I want? How am I going to get it? You need to decide that for yourself. But so many people are lost in the sea of denial. They're just lost, wandering. They're like ghosts, like, you know, astral projection. Help, I can't find who I am. They're just floating through life. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what job they want. They don't know how they want to impact the world. They're overweight. They hate themselves. But if they can just find the path, they find what they want, then they can become whatever. You can become whatever you want. You know, the person who will do whatever it takes to get it will get it. But not many will take the steps of redemption. Not many will take the steps to actually do what they want, live the way they want, and have the things they want because they don't have – they're just lazy. You're lazy.
You're lazy. That
Otto Octavius quote from Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, we want to help people because we are – you know, we've helped ourselves, and we are still helping ourselves. And because, like Andrew said, we're students of life, but we're also mentors of the things that we know. Right. And we're constantly learning and we're constantly evolving, but we're also helping people with anything that they have questions of that we might already have the answer to. Right. And so if someone comes up to us and asks us a question that we might not know, then it's something that we can learn and that not only can we learn from, but the other person that asked can also learn as well. And we all go on a journey together and we can all figure it out together. And I feel like that is probably the best part of this whole thing is that not only, you know, can we learn and all of us learn together, but, you know, we do it as like a community and as like a tribe. Especially with men, like men are naturally, you know, go into tribalism and conform into specific little groups. And we can do that by having specific, you know, groups of people trying to learn, you know, nutrition, trying to learn fitness, trying to learn dating, mental health, etc. You know, people can learn from all these different things. And if they come to us and they want to know, you know, about these specific things, if there's something that maybe we don't even know, then we can find out together and we can go on a journey for that. Right. And sometimes there are things that we do know, but, you know, it may be outdated. And that's something that we need to learn. And because, again, we are students of life. And so everyone should be as well. But we're also mentors of the things we know. And, you know, I feel like no one can say that, you know, we can't teach people things if there are things that we might know right now. We might not be a master at, you know, we might not be able to have like a master class of dating or nutrition, but I feel like we can give people some advice on specific things that maybe that have worked for us or work for people that we've helped in the past. And I feel like that, at least that gives us some substance into why we believe that we can at least teach people certain things, but we can't always teach people everything, at least not right now.
Yeah, so, you know, we have an interesting journey ahead of us. It's good to be back. It's good to show the world what we can do, what we're capable of, and we will. Because we believe. We believe in what we're doing. We believe in the message we're spreading. And we believe in the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we act, the way we see things. We know we can do it. And we know that we can remain consistent doing it as well. And we know we can make a good impact on the world, which is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to fight to survive. We're going to destroy the YouTube algorithm and try to, you know, I'm going to get in the ranks. It's going to take time. It's going to, of course, it's going to take you guys liking the video and subscribing to the channel, getting a notification bell for when we go live so you guys can support the channel. You know, we put the Cash App that we use at the link of every video. You can support us if you'd like. Be pretty cool. You know, Mike spends a lot of hours editing these videos, so we want to make it worth it. You know, we want to try to, you know, we have some interesting ideas in the future. Maybe get sponsored. Maybe we'll, you know, we'll do some different segments. We have a dating segment coming soon. So get ready for that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we want people to have the best experiences. And in order to do that, we need to try to become the best. Everyone deserves to feel and become the best version of themselves. And it can be difficult. But that's what makes life interesting is the journey. And the journey never ends until you die. Then it ends pretty bad. But until then, you can choose to make your life whatever you want. But you have to remember, you choose. Which means you need to take accountability for everything that you do and also for everything that you do not do. Very important to learn these skills. So we're going to end the live stream here just because we have things to do. We want to edit a few more things. Make sure you guys hit the like button on the video, subscribe. We got some good guests coming for you soon. We have some ideas we're going to share with you. And our next podcast is going to be a more topic-based, unless we have certain guests, in which case we go all over the place.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
We're hoping if it's just Andrew and I, then we're gonna go and talk about specific segments, go into specific, you know, have it structured in segments and talk about specific things. When we have guests on, we're gonna specifically talk to them about whatever specific things they're going through, and then we might go a little all over the place. It really depends on the conversations, because sometimes if you've watched this season one, technically, of the All Gains podcast, you can see that sometimes we go into different tangents. And we go different places, but it makes the conversation pretty entertaining. So we're gonna keep with that format when we're with guests. When it's just Andrew and I, we're gonna go for however long and go talk about specific topics that are happening right now in the real world, or specific things and ideas that we had that we want to talk about that we have planned. And we do have a lot of topics right now planned. And so the next time that Andrew and I do one of these, just him and I. Talking with you guys as well, we're going to make sure to go through some of those topics together. Yeah. And we want to thank everyone that has watched this live stream live with us, and anyone that's watching this back, because this will stay up for forever pretty much once we finish the broadcast. So we want to thank everyone that's watched. Make sure that you have liked, of course, like Andrew had said, and I'm going to try to put in all of our socials and everything in the description. For some reason, won't let me when I set this up, but I'll fix it.
These technology issues.
Gotta love technology, guys. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for subscribing to the channel. If you are a subscriber, we are over 400 subscribers. We're getting close to the 1,000. We're getting there.
We're going to make it. We're going to find a way. We're going to make it.
We're almost halfway there. We're almost there.
It's going to take time. Tell your friends about us. Tell your friends about me. In which case, we're going to see you guys in our next podcast or video.
Thank you.